Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to David Benjamin Citron's Move, Plan, Do, the Martial Art of Success. We've got an incredible but very short and punchy show today. I'm really excited about it because the Move, Plan, Do approach is really, really powerful. It's just so easy to implement, really powerful, and it can completely not only save your day, but completely transform your day. Just before I get into that, I just want to point out a little bit of irony, the fact that it's 4th of July, and this is an American-started Life Coach Radio Network, and yet they've got someone broadcasting from England, born in Ireland, but nevertheless. So to all the American brethren, happy Independence Day. Some really exciting news connected with that is that there is now an international Life Coach Radio Network, because the Life Coach Radio Network has been so successful. And we have other really exciting news, which is that the networks are on iTunes. You can download these shows from iTunes and get podcasts and all of that stuff. So enjoy doing that. Now, just a little bit of feedback. So we had great feedback, continuous feedback about the 30-day challenge. And that dates all the way back from the first ever show that I did. The 30-day challenge has always been a big success for people loving it. And just to remind you about that, again, it's this idea of every day just writing down a few ideas of goals which you want to achieve, but which are written as if you've already achieved them. And not looking at the previous day's goals, you're just asking yourself each day, what is it that I want to have achieved, or what is it I want to achieve in my life, what's important to me in my life, and writing those down. And people are just loving that and keep feeding back about that idea. Also, lots of really excited people, one calling last week's 24-hour our advanced daily diary, Dynamite, he loved that one. Just keeping with this 30-day challenge idea, so every day you're clarifying for yourself, what are my goals, what's important to me in my life? Just had some recent feedback from someone about that, about how it has completely changed their life. They were in a very difficult situation where, you know, I can ask you, have you ever felt overwhelmed? Are you currently feeling overwhelmed? Because this actually might be the thing for you to get involved with the 30-day challenge. This guy, he was feeling overwhelmed by a huge amount of demands in his life, a lot of different demands from all different areas, financial and family. And the demands are still coming, and he is making changes, and he has actually made huge external changes in his life as well as internal since he started the 30-day challenge. But the most significant thing that he noticed is how he's handling the challenges now. Instead of getting swept away and overwhelmed by his life, since he's started the 30-day challenge, he's not getting overwhelmed. He's sort of just dealing with stuff. And stuff is moving on, and life feels much better. And we discussed this, and it seems to be because when you've clarified what's important to you, you don't get swept away by the little things. And it's something that people sort of take for granted. Oh, well, I know where I want to go in life, or, you know, I once did a plan, and I know I've set my goals, etc. But we need to do it on a daily basis to remind ourselves what is important to us, because life erodes away at us. You know, there's the advertising that goes on, there's everything, you know, everyone's opinions. We get swept away by this global world. And it's very easy to lose track of what is really important to you. And the 30-day challenge and some of the other challenges which I've talked to you about, like the Advanced Daily Diary, they all are geared towards helping you feel absolutely clear inside, feeling completely confident inside about what is important to you. And then the sweeping away doesn't happen, and you feel comfortable to deal with whatever comes your way. Now, just before we get on to the move, plan, do idea, I just want to clear up one more, maybe troubleshoot one more idea that people are feeding back to me about the 30-day challenge. Some people are concerned that, you know, do I have to every day come up with new goals, goals which are different from the previous day's goals? And you know, I'm finding it a strain to come up with new goals. No, you don't have to come up with new goals every day. If you come up with the same goals every single day, all that is doing is you being, you know, sort of in laser focus about what it is that you care about, what's important. It can be a good sign. It can also be a good sign if you are, you know, coming out with some new things and then gravitating towards some goals rather than others. But you don't have to keep coming out with new things every day. But the fact that it's the same things each day when you ask yourself that question, what's important to me, is simply showing that you are in a sort of laser position. You're quite focused. Now, the task for you is to keep that focus. And what it does is it brings all of those right to the top of your head, all of those things that are really important to you, and clarifies them every single day so you don't get swept along with the current of the storm of life. So keep on with that. Keep on carving out what your goals are, carving those out again as if you've already achieved them, experiencing them in advance, and that will do wonders for you. And even if you dropped a few days here or there, this is not an all-or-nothing sort of thing. The more you're doing of it, the better. So keep getting involved with that 30-day challenge, and hopefully the 30 days will be repeated again and again and again. Now, what I'm going to talk to you about today, the Move, Plan, Do martial art of success, it's, you know, it's something that sounds initially like it's contradicting everything that we've said up until now. And you might pick that up as we're going along, but I'll deal with that contradiction towards the end. I want to talk about how Move, Plan, Do can really rescue a day. A lot of the time, people get caught up in what I call late speed syndrome in their day, whereby, have you ever had this experience where you kind of get up and everything's moving very slowly in the first part of the day, and you're just not getting you're not getting things done, and you know, and then, you know, gradually, but towards the end of the day, you start picking up a little bit of speed, but then you run out of time. So you're kind of, you know, you're starting to get things done, and just as you're starting to get things done towards the end of the day, suddenly it's the end of the day, and there's just not enough time left in the day, and you're thinking, well, you know, it would have been great if I had, you know, been able to catch my rhythm earlier. So the approach to this is this Move, Plan, Do. It's powerful. It's punchy. Start using this. It's so simple, but it works incredibly well. So the first thing is move. Get moving. You've got to get moving because the undercurrent of life, the thing that's making you do everything, are emotions. These emotions drive, they are the energy, power of life. They drive you forward. We only ever do things for emotions, as we've discussed before. We only ever want to succeed in some way, whether it's physical, mental, social, emotional, or spiritual, because we want some end result which involves certain emotions. But the key thing to do is to get moving, because motion will create emotion for you. And as soon as you get motion going, then you're going to start actually doing stuff. Now, what often happens is, you ever had that experience where, like, you're, you know, you wake up early or you're in bed and you haven't got out yet, and the day seems a lot heavier, a lot more difficult than it does, say, an hour later when you've got going, you've had your shower, and you're moving. That's because when you're in that sort of prone position, just not moving, still in bed, thinking through the day, because your body is not moving, it hasn't got energized yet, you haven't released that potential yet. And as a result, there isn't a huge amount of positive emotion that's been built up. You've got to get moving to get the positive emotion going. And I've done this with countless clients in so many different ways, you know, literally dancing in the office with me, or, you know, changing the way that they start their mornings, whether it's an hour of power, you know, starting their morning with a run. Or, and this is incredibly powerful, and I've done this with anyone from the guy on the shop floor to the CEO in the company, to a student, to someone working from home, whoever it is. There are people all over London who are dancing because I've worked with them in this way. Basically, they're not just dancing, but in many office blocks around London, there are CEOs and there are employees dancing not only in their offices, but often in their cubicles in the toilets. Yes, we have toilet dancers all over London. And the reason I get them to dance in the toilets is, well, normally because they're not happy to dance in the office. And part of the push to do this is because people are feeling stressed in the office. You know, it's, you know, sitting in front of a computer, it's so unnatural, you know, just to be sitting down the whole time. The body is made for physical activity and movement. And when we're in that position, we build up stress and tension in the shoulders and the back. And so it's so important. In fact, there's a whole therapy, which is dance therapy. And in the therapy sessions and life coaching sessions that I do, I get people up and dancing and moving and taking action. And when they do this in the office blocks and they're doing it in the toilets, right, literally dancing in the toilets, it sounds ridiculous, but it's the most powerful thing. You end up with these people having completely different days. All the stress goes, and it's not just that the stress is cancelled out. There's this positivity and energy, yeah, that comes around to them, and they suddenly have so much more energy released. And the irony of this is that they released energy through using up energy. And most people think, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to dance, I'm not going to move, I'm not going to, I can't jump about, I'm so tired. If you start jumping about, the energy will come to you. What's happening is that through a variety of things like stress and inertia, the energy that's contained within you is repressed. You need to unstop it by dancing. When was the last time that you danced properly? Just feeling the freedom in your limbs to just dance. So do it. Do it in the office blocks. Do it in the toilets. Do it in your kitchen, wherever. But start dancing. Start moving. And when you start moving, then the plan and the do will come so much more naturally, because you're going to be in a state. And when you're in that state, the positive state, the winning mode, I call it the winning mode, that place where you're in this sort of celebratory state that can just achieve anything, you've got that energy, then you start getting involved in planning. And with that energy, you start planning. Now, at this point, you might feel, oh, well, there's a bit of a contradiction here. You know, we were talking about planning in advance before, you know, planning in advance the night before, or you know, the morning of, you know, advance daily diary, all of that sort of stuff. Well, I'm saying yes to all of that. The 30-day challenge, the 24 hours advance daily diary, do it, do it, do it. But at the beginning of the day, you must move first. Whether you've planned things out to make the perfect masterpiece of a day or you haven't. If you find yourself in a day where you just didn't get around to your advanced daily diary and you just plonked, you know, you've just woken up in this completely unplanned day, you've got to start moving first before you plan. And the reason is because it's going to get you into the ultimate state. If you want to do exceptional things, then you've got to do exceptional things. And you've got to start yourself in an exceptional way. Yes, most people don't start their day by dancing. You do. You start by moving, getting that energy going, and you will see the energy that's released. You'll see the positivity that comes into your mind because the mind follows the body. The mind follows the body. I get you to jump up and down, as I've said before, like you've just won the lottery, and your mind will start thinking happier thoughts. It's impossible for you. You're going to find it so difficult. If I say to you, be depressed while you're doing that, it's so difficult. So difficult to do that. So get yourself moving first thing in the morning. Get yourself out of bed, moving, showering, dancing. Get yourself moving straight away. And then you get planning. Now, planning's crucial. Time management. There's various levels of time management, and this is the plan part of move, plan, do. Start planning by taking the first step, the first level of time management. The first level of time management is just get it out of your head and onto a piece of paper. Get it out of your head and onto a piece of paper. As soon as you start doing that, you're automatically sharing it with the world. You're also limiting it because it's on that piece of paper. It suddenly becomes more manageable. People automatically feel less stressed when they start writing things out. Then, once you put, say, 7 items, whatever it is that you need to do in that day, and remember from last time, we talked about focusing on the day, yeah? Put down those 7 items which you will want to have achieved, things which you'll be very happy to have achieved by the end of that day. Yeah, put those items down. Next level of time management is prioritization. And the power of prioritization is that now you can be even less stressed. Why? Because as soon as you have prioritized, you're going to find that you can do one thing at a time. And when you can do one thing at a time, you can be 100% in your world. You can do 100%. You can put everything into that thing. So easiest, most simple way of prioritizing is to keep in mind, first of all, the very simple statement which, you know, this sums up the whole of time management, which is first do what's necessary, then do what's possible. First do what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly it'll feel like you're doing the impossible. So first do what's necessary. Now, the easiest way, an even simpler way, then that statement to organize your stuff is to just ask yourself one question. If the day was finished and I had done none of these things, which one would I most regret not having done? And you put a number one beside that, and then so on and so forth, number two, number three, number four, number five, six, seven. And you prioritize them like that. You be yourself. You know, this is probably the most powerful implementation of that emotion of regret. Yes, regret does have a function, but too often regret is overused in this world. Unfortunately, people spend too long regretting. Yeah, too long in regretting, because regretting is just disempowering, as we talked about last time. But here we've found a function for regret. If you use regret by regretting in advance, you're A, going to have less regrets, and B, you're going to get a lot more done that you want to get done. And the only way that you're going to really find out what you really want to do is be yourself in the long term. You know, they found more, you know, the more successful a person is in so many different areas, whether it's relationships, whether it's financial, whatever, the more successful they are, the more they are a long-term thinker. They are thinking about themselves in advance. They're using that emotional intelligence to be themselves in advance and look back on themselves. Animals can't do it that way. We do it, but only when we choose to do it. And some people do it more than others. Some people do it naturally. Some people learn to do it. But it's definitely a habit you can fall into. So prioritize. Turn that regret backwards. Yeah? Turn that regret upside down. Regret in advance. And you will not end up regretting, because what that's going to do is it's going to make a pyramid structure out of your material that you need to do in the day. And the pyramid structure is a bit like, it's a bit like reading an article in a newspaper. You know, if you just read the first line, you'll get most of the story, like the core of the story. And then you read the first paragraph, you'll get some more detail. And then even, you know, you'll get more and more detail, but less and less crucial and central as you go along. There'll be various statements from people, etc. But the most crucial, the the basis of it all is at the very beginning. So once you make this into a pyramid for yourself, you'll get the core stuff done first, and you'll be able to be satisfied with it. And then the third level of time management is to put a time beside each thing. Number one, number two, number three, number four. This is simple stuff for a lot of people. I'm going through it, but I'm going to go through the reasons, the whys behind some of this stuff, because sometimes when you hear a why, it clicks to actually do it. You might say, oh, well, I kind of know this stuff already, you know, and speaking out stuff that I've been doing for a while and I haven't done it for a while or whatever. But as soon as we speak out the whys, suddenly things start clicking into place. Why is this level so important? Why is it that putting a time to things really is important? And the reason is the earliest available slot. Go down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8. Well, the earliest available slot for each one. Why is it the most important? One of the most important things you can do, because people are 80 to 100% more likely to do things when they put a set time to things. So start putting a set time to it, and you're going to be way more able to do it. Also, there's so many added benefits. First off, you're going to feel less stress about the thing because it has its time slot. It has its, you know when you are doing it. And it doesn't suit, not everything works with this. But most things do. You can fit in a set time and you end up feeling a lot less stressed. And when you do that, you end up being able to work hard and play hard in your life. You're ending up being able to throw yourself into that activity 100%. See, let me just talk about kind of what often happens. Were you ever in school and like you got an English essay or something to do and it just kind of hung over your head all week long, and you were, you know, playing football or you were, you know, going out to the cinema, whatever it was you were doing, and it was always sort of hanging over your head. And then the whole week seemed to be engulfed by that English essay. And then you actually did it, and it wasn't half as bad as you thought once you were actually doing it. That's what happens when there isn't a set time put to things. When you put a set time to things, then you can work hard and you can play hard. You can work hard, you put everything into it during that time because you don't resent not playing during the time. You know, it's 7 till 9, that's when I'm doing my English essay, that's when I'm doing that thing. 7 till 9 on the Wednesday, that's when I'm doing it. So now that it's 7 till 9, I'm going to throw myself into it. But you're not going to start thinking, oh, well, really, I would like to be, you know, playing games right now or going out with friends or whatever. You don't do that because you've got that set time for it. And you get to play hard as well. When you're playing and enjoying yourself, you're not thinking, oh, gosh, you know, how would it be, you know, I've got to get this thing done at some point. It's like a gray cloud. You're not feeling guilty for, you know, enjoying yourself because it's not the time to do it. So setting a time de-stresses, makes you far more effective, and makes it much more likely that it's going to happen. So that's the third level of time management. Perhaps we'll get to the fourth level of time management another time. That's going to take a little bit more of an in-depth. That could require a whole show to discuss. But in the meantime, have a look out for the four-quadrant method by Covey if you're interested. Okay, so we've talked about moving, then there's planning, and then finally doing. Move, plan, do. That's the martial art of success. Move, plan, do. Get the emotions going, get planning, start doing it. Take those actions. Start actually working down the pyramid. And even if you don't get the whole pyramid done, you'll know that you got the core stuff done first because it was all prioritized. You're going to feel good about it. And that's going to help you celebrate what you're doing even more. When you're doing it, be 100% doing each one of those activities. Each one is a separate project. It's not all in one big mush in your head anymore. This stuff is more manageable, and it's a project. So you're doing one thing at a time, 100%, and you get to celebrate as you do each one. And you can celebrate properly because you know that it is the core thing that you need to be doing right now. It's the most important thing. And it's so important that you celebrate each thing. We talked about that happiness technique, people 25% happier after 3 weeks of just validating themselves, appreciating themselves, celebrating having done three good things during the day. Well, this is going to help you with that. 25% happier in 3 weeks' time just doing that. This is going to help you with that. You celebrate as you're doing each thing, and you know that it's the most important thing for you to be doing at the time. And if you're, you know, trying to get each thing done and you're still finding you're not moving on it, then focus on the number one thing. That take number one on your list and say to yourself, it's easy. This thing is easy. Language is going to change your mind on things. Start using language. So the most powerful techniques to change your emotions about things are moving, shifting your focus, and changing your language. Say to yourself, it's easy. This thing is easy. So easy. And it's unbelievable how when you put a name on something, that thing adapts to the name. You put some sort of stigmatism on that thing, you put some sort of banner on that thing, it changes to the banner. You say it's easy. And if it's not easy, then take the step of chunking it down. Break it down into an easier step and make number one, 1A, 1B, and 1C. And then go to 1A and say, it's easy. Language it. Make it easy for yourself. So all of this is a powerful way to make incredible success in your life, a powerful way to really, really change the effectiveness of how you do things, to get yourself going, to rescue your day. And as we said, you know, you might see some sort of contradictions between this and previous stuff with 24-hour, 30-day technique, but I think I've almost already answered those contradictions. You've got to get yourself moving first in the day, even if you plan the day in advance or if you still have yet to plan. Whatever happens, you've got to do the opposite to what a lot of people are, you know, tend to do. They have the inclination to do, which is to plan first, then to move. No, first move in the day, then plan, and your planning will be using way more of your genius, way more of your ability. Another beautiful thing about all of this is that, again, it provides structure for you. As I find in the therapy sessions that I do for people, for different clients, for coaching sessions, the day of the week that people find most difficult is not Monday. Now, people often talk about, well, yeah, you know, that first moment on Monday, that's when, you know, you get the most heart attack. However, that's not the most complained about day in the sessions which I have with people. The most complained about day where people are most depressed and they feel the worst about are not Mondays. They are Sundays. You guessed it. Sundays, because Sundays just don't have a structure. If you don't put a structure to it. And people think, oh, well, it's just free and everything, but then it ends up as a disappointment. Structure it. Attack it with that martial art of move, plan, do. And Sunday will be yours for the taking. If you've enjoyed this broadcast, then please share the good word and spread it out amongst your friends. Put it on your Facebook. Share it wherever you can. And, you know, even if you've got like a couple of people in your mind that could, you know, get something from it, just email it through to them. Also, just want to mention on the Life Coach Radio Network coming up this weekend, we have a bunch of great shows. So click on the Life Coach Radio Network tab for Declaring Independence with the 30-something Coach. And then we've got the Self-Transformation Breakthrough Secrets. And then on Sunday, we've got Mark My Words with Life and Business Coach Mark Scholl. So we've got incredible shows coming up. Keep tuning into this show every couple of weeks, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Looking forward to the next time. Bye-bye.